Welcome to the Goal Line Fantasy Football Podcast, brought to you by Mikey Ostrowski in association with Underground Sports Philadelphia.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another exciting episode of the Goal Line Fantasy Podcast, coming to you with the 2018 tight end recap today. Probably going to be a pretty short episode. If you're like me, you don't really care about tight ends very much. Every tight end is in the same in my eyes, unless you have a Travis Kelce, Zach Ertz, or even George Kittle kind of guy. I personally don't believe in drafting tight ends early. I mean, by all means, if you can get Travis Kelce in the third round, he scored almost 300 fantasy points as a tight end. He was the epitome of consistency, and he has Patrick Mahomes thrown to him, then, you know, by all means. But I'm not a strong advocate in buying a tight end so early. I mean, George Kittle erupted in the middle of the season. Eric Ebron erupted in the middle of the season. Jared Cook was a pretty good tight end this year. And, you know, I don't even think he was drafted in most leagues. So, you know, keep that in mind as we go through this episode. This is not meant to sway you to draft a tight end early. This is, like I said, just a recap, and we're going to try to predict where the tight ends are going to be in 2019. So we'll get started. I mentioned Travis Kelce, and he was the number one scoring tight end in PPR formats in 2018. Travis Kelce finished with 283 fantasy points and was targeted 141 times and had the second most receptions for a tight end with 98 of them. I mean, going forward, I think Travis Kelce is the new quote-unquote Rob Gronkowski. He's going to be the first tight end off the boards. He's the most consistent guy that you can get at the position. He's got the best quarterback in the league, in my opinion, throwing to him. And there's just nothing not to like about Travis Kelce. I mean, when you look at his games, game by game individually, he is very consistent. You can count on him to get you, you know, 9 or 10 points each game, which is all you ever want from a tight end. Obviously, if you're spending a third round pick on Travis Kelce, you're going to want higher output. And half the time he is going to give you, you know, 14, 15, up to 20 or 25 fantasy points each week. So I think he is definitely worth a third round buy. I think Travis Kelce is phenomenal, and he's probably the only tight end on this list that I would go out of my way to draft in 2019. Like I said, he finished 2018 as the number one overall tight end, and he's going to finish 2019 as the number one overall tight end. And I think it's not even going to be close next year. The next closest guy was Zach Ertz of the Philadelphia Eagles. He finished with 275 fantasy points, which is only 8 fantasy points behind Travis Kelce. A big contributor to this was that he was the one that was targeted more than Travis Kelce and had more receptions than Travis Kelce. So he had 113 receptions on, get this, 152 targets. That is absolute insanity. Zach Ertz, 152 targets. If you listened to the NFL draft board on Underground Sports Philadelphia, myself and Andrew Helfman, we actually talked about Dallas Goedert in Philadelphia. And this is why I think Zach Ertz is going to start to trend down a little bit. So Dallas Goedert lined up a lot in two tight end sets in Philadelphia, and he produced immensely there. And after he came on the scene, you know, I don't want to say Zach Ertz slowed down because, I mean, he didn't. He was phenomenal. But I think going forward, Dallas Goedert could be even a bigger part of the offense, which means Zach Ertz is going to lose at least a handful of targets. 152 targets in a back-to-back year seems incredibly unlikely. So for that reason, I'm not going to take him as the second overall tight end in 2019. Is he still going to finish top five? You bet your ass he is. Is he still going to finish top three? Pretty good chance that he'll do that. But I don't think he's going to be within 8 points of Travis Kelce. I don't think he's going to be that close of a tight end, you know, overall two to go out of your way and grab him in the third or fourth round. So 2019, be careful of Zach Ertz. The Philadelphia Eagles offense is going through some changes. They're going to get Carson Wentz back. They, like I said, they have Dallas Goedert on the up and up, and they have a handful of receivers that they want to get more involved in the passing game. So Zach Ertz, don't avoid him, but I'm not going to be the one to go out and draft him. Now, Zach Ertz and Travis Kelce were leaps and bounds, air quotes, better than this third guy. The third guy is George Kittle of the San Francisco 49ers, finished with 228 fantasy points, which is 55 less points than Travis Kelce. So as you can see, Kelce and Ertz really separated themselves from a bunch here. But in 2019, I think it's just going to be – I think it's going to be Kelce, and then the second overall is actually going to be this guy, George Kittle. So George Kittle didn't really turn on the burners until about midway through the season. You know, he showed flares here and there, but never did anything, you know, that amazing. But he absolutely crushed it for people, especially in the fantasy football playoffs. I mean – I think he had 30 points in, like, the first or second round of the playoffs, which is absolutely nuts. San Francisco, next year, they're getting Jimmy Garoppolo back. They're getting Jerick McKinnon back. For all we know, they're probably going to get Antonio Brown. You know, I know that's where he wants to end up, and I'll talk about that a little bit in the receiver episode. But George Kittle is he was the focal point of the offense this year, and I think he's going to be – not demoted, but he's not going to be the focal point of the offense next year. Now, you may be thinking, oh, shit, that means he's going to fall. No, I think that's actually going to improve things for him. George Kittle is not – they're not going to have the luxury of double-teaming George Kittle. They're not going to have the luxury of putting their best guy on George Kittle, especially if they go out and grab Antonio Brown, and especially if they utilize Jerick McKinnon like we know he can be utilized. You know, he's a great PPR running back. So I would expect San Francisco to do something pretty incredible with that. Anyway, I'm kind of rambling right now, but George Kittle is going to be a huge beneficiary in the San Francisco offense next year. And there's no reason to believe that he won't surpass Zach Ertz for the overall tight end two position, in 2019. So George Kittle, I'm actually drafting higher than Zach Ertz. I still don't know if I would reach in the third or fourth round for him. That's really early for a tight end. That's not, you know, a surefire thing. But I'm reaching on him before I reach on Zach Ertz. Next up, the number four PPR tight end in 2018 was from Indianapolis, Eric Ebron. Now, this was a big surprise because everyone thought Jack Doyle was going to be the big guy in the tight end position in Indianapolis. But Eric Ebron, you know, as soon as Jack Doyle went down with an injury, Ebron broke out and just completely stole the show in Indianapolis. He led all tight ends in the league with 12 touchdowns this year. He did only have 690 yards, but we know that we're not getting yard production from Eric Ebron. It's all about the touchdowns with this guy. He had 12 touchdowns over 15 games. I mean, you do the math. If he's only not going to score you a touchdown three games on the entire season, he's a steal no matter where you get him. So he was targeted over 100 times. The fourth tight end to get targeted 100 times. He did only have 62 receptions, but I guess that's what we can kind of expect if he's just going to be primarily a red zone target. If the Colts go out and grab a second receiver for Andrew Luck, which I think there's a high chance of them doing, Eric Ebron could trend down a little bit, but, I mean, Andrew Luck loves his tight end. He's going to keep showing Eric Ebron some love, and I'm still drafting him as a top five tight end in 2019. I mean, we all knew that Eric Ebron had this potential. There's been a lot of buzz around him ever since he came out of college, and he never really found his stride when he was in Detroit. But as soon as you give him Andrew Luck, I mean, he crushed it. So Eric Ebron finished number four in 2018. I'm projecting a top five finish again in 2019. This next guy was a very big surprise at the top five finish. Now, he did finish nearly 100 points less than Travis Kelce. So, like I said, pay attention to that variance. You know, now that we're getting into the fourth, fifth, sixth guys, you know, it's going to start trending down a little bit in terms of production. But Jared Cook of the Oakland Raiders finished with 187 fantasy points. Six touchdowns, you know, nothing too special there. But he did have 868 yards, added 65 receptions on 96 targets. Going forward, I don't see any reason for this to change. I don't think Oakland's going to go out and grab any big-name receivers this year. You know, when Marshawn Lynch comes back, if Marshawn Lynch comes back, I think that'll only be a plus to Jared Cook because maybe he'll see less Jalen Richard out there and Jared Cook will get a little bit more looks. He capped out at 96 targets, and I think that's a reasonable number to keep him at. He might drop down a little bit. You know, nearing 100 targets for him seems a bit ludicrous, especially with the stage he is in his career. But nonetheless, I mean, dude can ball out. He proved that to us this year. And I think going forward, him and Derek Carr are going to have a pretty special connection. So Jared Cook, I would project to finish as a top five in 2019. Actually, you know what? No, we're not going to say he's going to finish top five. Jared Cook's going to be a top seven or top eight kind of guy. And I'll go over that later on because I think there's going to be a couple people that not only enter to the top 10 for tight ends, but are going to enter into the top five. But Jared Cook, I think he's a very safe bet at tight end. And at the very worst, you're going to be getting a mid-level to E1 with him. This next guy, Austin Hooper, number six tight end on this list for 2018, finishes 151 points, which is 36 points behind Jared Cook. And like I said, Jared Cook was nearly 100 points behind Travis Kelce. So from here on out, all the tight ends are basically the same. I'm giving you that heads up. We're going to be going over a lot of the same thing with these guys. And to be honest, I mean, there's one, maybe two names in these next five or six guys that I'm going to list, but there's nothing particularly special. So anyway, Austin Hooper, 151 points, 82 targets, 66 receptions, less than 600 yards, only four touchdowns. I mean, you have a guy that's not even passing 600 yards and only getting four touchdowns, and he's finishing as the number six tight end. That is more of an accurate depiction on how the tight end position went in 2019. If you didn't have one of those past guys that I talked about, chances are you probably didn't win your league because you were getting 5 or 6 points out of your tight end every week. Atlanta really fixed their offense this year, kind of. Not their run game, but their passing game was phenomenal. I think the offense will be even better when they get Devonta Freeman back next season. But Austin Hooper is not a guy that I would expect to continue to see a growth in targets. I wouldn't expect to see a growth in production. Four touchdowns is probably about where he'll be again. Maybe he'll tag on a fifth. I really don't see him passing the 600-yard mark, especially with Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley in the offense. You know, Austin Hooper's one of these guys where you're going to take him in the 9th or 10th round of your draft just because you need a tight end, and you could start him, you know, but I wouldn't expect anything spectacular from him at all. I think this year he was mostly consistent, but that's, you know, consistently 6 or 7 points, and that's not going to help you win any weeks, let's be honest. So Austin Hooper, my projection in 2019, he's definitely going to fall out of the top six, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him fall out of the top 10. Yeah, so that would be the number six guy. Kyle Rudolph is the number seven over in Minnesota. Kyle Rudolph was a big disappointment this year. I don't know how many of you are huge into fantasy football Twitter. I practically live on fantasy football Twitter. And Kyle Rudolph was one of the most highly coveted tight ends in the offseason before 2018. There were so many people saying that Kyle Rudolph was going to be not a tight end one, but the tight end one in 2018 because there was so much excitement with him and Kirk Cousins. And I mean, I think I can speak for everyone when we can say, Kyle Rudolph, we were very disappointed in you. I wouldn't exactly blame Kyle Rudolph. I would blame more of Kirk Cousins and that horrendous offensive line. But going forward, Rudolph is not going to be a repeat guy in the top seven. It's just not going to happen. That's another one of those offenses where they just really don't need him. He's a safety net, and that's about it. They're not going to go to him too much in the red zone. You know, they have Stephon Diggs for that. They're not going to go to him in big yard situations. That's what they have Adam Thielen for. They're not going to go to him even just to get 2 or 3 yards here and there, because that's what they have Dalvin Cook and Latavius Murray for. So in 2019, I'm not avoiding Kyle Rudolph, but if you're one of those guys that literally waits until the last round to get a tight end, Kyle Rudolph is one of those guys that can offer a little bit of upside for you. But like I said, I'm not expecting anything spectacular from the guy. Next up at number 8, we have Trey Burton. Trey Burton was another one of those disappointing guys. He only had 49 receptions throughout 15 games, which was just not worth where we drafted him. Trey Burton was, I believe, going as a top 6, top 7 tight end in fantasy drafts. And he finished at number 8, so I guess he returned the value in the long run. But he only had 138 points over the course of 15 games. He really only had one or two games where he did anything spectacular. There was none of the big trick plays, really, that he ran for Philadelphia. He just wasn't anything special, and I don't expect that to change. You know, I was one of those people that was really excited about Trey Burton pairing up with Mitch Trubisky. I thought they were going to do a lot of cool and interesting things, but it seems like everything that they should have done with Trey Burton, they actually did with Tariq Cohen. So for that reason, in 2019, I am placing a big avoid sticker on Trey Burton, purely for the fact that there is so much uncertainty surrounding him. The number 9 guy had a lot of uncertainty surrounding him week in and week out in 2018, and I was one of the, I guess, unlucky son of a bitches that drafted him. I drafted David Njoku. So David Njoku from Cleveland was targeted 81 times, which is pretty fair. 53 receptions, 577 yards, and he had 4 touchdowns on the season. He has a lot of room to grow, and I think he is one of the few people that I've mentioned after Eric Ebron that is going to be trending up on this list. Finishing at number 9 in 2018, I'm projecting, honestly, a top 7 finish for David Njoku. And for the pure fact that Baker Mayfield is such a good quarterback, and Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt is going to be a deadly, deadly force on the ground for Cleveland, David Njoku is going to see a lot of looks, because the defenses are not going to know what the hell to do, you know, up close with the offensive line. And I can see a lot of sneaky plays to David Njoku in the red zone. So I think him having 577 yards is probably about where his cap is. Maybe he'll approach, you know, the 625 area, but even that's not a big increase. But what will go up, what I can almost assure you will go up, will be his touchdown total. So like I said, he only had 4 touchdowns in 2018. I'd be incredibly surprised to see him get less than 7 in 2019. And that's why I'm picking David Njoku as a top 7 tight end in 2019. The very last tight end in our top 10 tight ends for 2018 is a shocker. And you probably noticed that I haven't mentioned him yet. Rob Gronkowski of the New England Patriots finishes with 126 points for the season. Now, granted, he did only play 12 games, which, let's face it, we all expected. I honestly expected him to play closer to 10, so the fact that he got 2 extra games in was, I guess, pretty good. Only 3 touchdowns on the season, over 650 yards in the air, which is good, but only 45 receptions. He did manage to average over 10 fantasy points a game, which is something only, I believe, 7 of the tight ends in the entire league were able to do. 8 of the tight ends in the league were able to do, which is obviously a good feat, but you expect bigger production from Rob Gronkowski. You expect him to be your home run hitter. You expect him to be in the same conversation as Travis Kelce, Zach Ertz, and now George Kittle. And that's just not something that he's able to do anymore. The New England offense is changing, especially with the arrival of Sonny Michel, and Gronkowski is just getting used less. And on the odd chance he retires in 2019, then you can completely throw what I'm about to say out. But if he plays in 2019, I'm not taking him. I'm not taking him at all. There's so many rumors about him retiring. There's so many injury concerns with this guy. And the consistency just clearly hasn't been there. You know, he's one of those guys where he will explode every now and then for a 20 to 25 point game. But the rest of his games, I mean, they're going to be duds. So if Gronkowski plays in 2019, I'm not going to be the one to give him a second chance. And I sincerely hope you won't either, because someone's going to overpay for him in your league. And I really hope that's none of you. So that's the recap for 2018, you know, the top 10 tight ends of 2018. Like I said, you know, we were just going to keep that pretty short. I personally don't care to talk about tight ends all too much, but I'm sure there's a few of you out there that, you know, like to do their research on tight ends, and I'm more than happy to assist with that. I'm definitely more than happy to talk about fantasy football anytime I get a chance to. So one thing I did in the last couple of videos was I talked about a couple players that I think is going to fall out of the top 10 and a couple players that I think are going to insert themselves into the top 10. So I'm going to avoid Gronkowski from this list because my money is on him retiring this offseason. You know, he just won another Super Bowl. He could go into acting if he wants to. I mean, dude's got a great personality. There's really no need for him to play football anymore, so I don't see him coming back in 2019. So I'm going to take him off this list. Two tight ends that are definitely, definitely leaving the top 10 from this list. First one's going to be Kyle Rudolph. Kyle Rudolph was unimpressive, and as soon as the other tight ends start to perform on a better level, Kyle Rudolph is just going to be the forgotten back end tight end one, or even, you know, just a higher up tight end two. And we all know those guys are not valuable to a team. So Kyle Rudolph, in my opinion, he's going to fall out of the top 10. He's not even going to be worth drafting him, you know, as anything more than a backup tight end, if you're one of those people that drafts backup tight ends. I know I personally don't. The next guy that's going to fall out of this list, and maybe this is a cop-out because I'm picking number 7 and number 8, but Trey Burton. Trey Burton, like I said, was largely unimpressive, and I mean, if Chicago was going to use him, they would have used him this year more than ever because he was new to the team this year. They could have done anything they wanted to with him, and they just didn't. So for that reason, I think Trey Burton's going to fall out of the top 10. He doesn't have as good of a chemistry with Mitch Trubisky as some of the other guys on the team do, and I just don't think he's going to be worth it. Now, who will make it into the top 10, who honestly could be a top 5 tight end by the end of 2019, would be, I'm not even going to say his name yet, so let's see if you can guess who he is. So he only played 10 games on the season, but he had 120 fantasy points. He had, which means he had over 12 fantasy points per game, which is incredible for the tight end position, especially in 2018. He had 34 catches on only 48 targets, 565 yards, and 5 touchdowns. If you haven't guessed who it is yet, I'll give it away right here. He was revolving between 2 quarterbacks all season. So, you know, that's Tampa Bay. That's O.J. Howard. O.J. Howard has everything it takes to be an elite tight end in the NFL. And I think that if he can stay healthy in 2019, he's going to take that next step. He's going to be very comparable to Eric Ebron and Zach Ertz next year. I mean, mark it. He's going to be a top 5 tight end. I don't have any doubt about that. Because of his injury and because of his fantasy total in 2018, he's going to be forgotten about in a lot of drafts in 2019. And this is going to be a guy, I'm not saying you can wait until, you know, double-digit draft rounds to draft this guy. He's not going to be there by round 10. But he is a tight end that you can sneak in round 7 or round 8. You know, as of this recording on Valentine's Day in 2019, I think O.J. Howard's average draft position is going to be after the 7th or 8th round. And he's totally going to be worth it at that point. I mean, he is, that's an incredible buy for that late in the draft. So O.J. Howard, definitely making it into the top 10. And in my opinion, I think he's almost a surefire thing to finish as a top five tight end. Lastly, I'm going to go over – so this last guy is a bit concerning, but I am going to say he is going to make his way back into the top 10 for tight ends. And maybe my bias has taken over here, or maybe it's because I, you know, truly believe in him and I think he's a fantastic player. Greg Olsen of the Carolina Panthers. He's coming off of a season-ending injury. A lot of people, including myself, thought he was going to retire this offseason, but he's already announced that he's going to come back for 2019. He's going to play as much as he can. He's going to do everything he can. And as I've mentioned in the quarterback episode, there's a big chance that Cam Newton sits out in 2019. If that happens, now, if Cam Newton plays in 2019, that's huge for Greg Olsen because they have probably the best connection on that entire team. Greg Olsen and Cam Newton is a power couple. But Greg Olsen might actually be even a bigger beneficiary if Cam Newton doesn't play. The reason why I say this is because they'd be playing with Taylor Heinicke. He's going to be a sophomore quarterback in the NFL next year. He doesn't have much experience. I believe it was either his very first NFL start when they decided to sit out Cam. At the end of the year, he got hurt and ended up sitting out the last few games of the season. So he doesn't have much NFL experience. There's one thing we know about young quarterbacks with no NFL experience is that they love tight ends. Tight ends are their best friends. And Greg Olsen is literally called Mr. Reliable in Carolina. So what's going to happen when the quarterback has to scramble and he panics? He's going to go to Mr. Reliable. For that reason alone, I think Greg Olsen's going to make his way back into the top 10. You know what? No, not for that reason alone. The reason why he's making it to the top 10 is because he is a phenomenal tight end. And he is only a couple seasons removed from 1,000 yards receiving as a tight end. I believe that year he had like 5 or 6 touchdowns too, which is, you know, all you could really ask for from a tight end. 1,000 yards and 5 or 6 touchdowns, it's beautiful. I think he's going to find the fountain of youth this year. No, I don't think he's going to near 1,000 yards in the air again. But I think, you know, a 700 or 800 yard season is in the books for him. And I think he could easily find the end zone 5 or 6 times, especially if he has a sophomore quarterback throwing to him. He's going to be called on a lot. So that's really it. That's all I have to talk about today. You know, like I mentioned before, I just wanted to keep it short. Tight ends are not the most exciting thing to talk about, but it is a very necessary thing to talk about and do your research on. You don't want to be that guy that gets stuck with, I don't know, Vance McDonald or Benjamin Watson or Mark Andrews or someone like that just because you panic at the end of the draft when you realize you didn't have a tight end. You know, I said it once, I said it twice, and I'm going to say it again. Don't go out of your way to draft a tight end too early. If Travis Kelce is there at the end of the third round, I think that's a no-brainer. But he's going to be the only guy that's completely safe, in my opinion, at the tight end position. Anything after that, I'm not taking a tight end until the fifth round at the very earliest, and that means you have your 2 starting running backs and 2 out of 3 of your starting receivers. You know, but definitely do your research because, like I said, you don't want to be that guy in your league that's only getting, you know, 5 or 6 points every week from the tight end position. So that's all I got for you today. So stay tuned. Me and Kyle are going to come to you with the receivers. Well, I hope Kyle hops on with me. He hasn't responded to me yet, but we will definitely be getting that to you. I'm definitely going to record the receiving episode with or without him, so just stay tuned whether he's going to be on it or not. If you haven't listened to the quarterback recap or the running back recap, go do it now. You can find it on SoundCloud, Underground Sports Philadelphia. You can find it on Spotify. You can find it on Apple Music. You know, anywhere where Underground Sports Philadelphia is, you can find Goal Line Fantasy Football Podcast. So for myself, for Underground Sports Philadelphia, and of course, for Goal Line Fantasy, Thank you for stopping by and listening. I promise next time you hear me, I'll be talking about something a lot more exciting than tight ends of 2018. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or just feel like talking about football or fantasy football or anything, feel free to send me a message on Twitter or tweet at me or whatever it is you like to do. Follow my personal account at Mikey Ostrowski. I'm always tweeting about, you know, football, even from that account. So obviously it's my favorite thing in the world. But anyway, I'm signing off, guys. Thanks for coming and hanging out with me. I'll see you next time.